Gordon stepping out. He's back in there. New sign, Colin Ray all set again. And delivers, runner goes, swing and a miss, throw to second, a one hopper, and they got him. Fermin doesn't think so. He is still there, 2-4 on the scoring if you do go along with us. Are the Cardinals going to look at it? No. And the inning is over. Brewers coming up, bottom half of inning number 9. It's 4-1 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup. And then run your vehicle through their advanced technology, touchless car wash, for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always, every day, low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Another double play for the crew, brought to you by the law firm of Hupie and Abraham. $100 donated for every double play this season, feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin. Visit Hupie.com and get every dollar you deserve. Sal Frelick will lead off. Ryan Helsley is the batter. I should say the pitcher. And that one down low and inside, almost hitting. 1-1 and no strikes. Frelick, Adames, and Donaldson. Need a few more, too. 4-1, St. Louis has the lead. Hits are even, 5 apiece. And the pitch. That one's in there on Sal, and it's even at 1-1. Delivery, and here he comes. Frelick hit it foul. Kent tells me the Braves have turned things around.
Sean Murphy just drove in 2 runs to give the Braves the lead in the bottom of the 8th inning, and this crowd knows it as they are reacting here in the bottom of the 9th at the same time.
1-1, 2 strikes, and the pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Kisner hangs on for the strikeout. Here comes Willie Adames.
Wow, the way they scored those runs, Uke.
Helsley is ready and deals, swinging and a foul, and it's 0-1. Go ahead.
Routine fly ball to right field, and Seiya Suzuki just dropped it.
One strike. Oh, boy. And the pitch. Hit foul again by Willie.
They've gone to the top of the ninth inning, and Raisel Iglesias trying to get those final three outs to give the Brewers the NL Central title.
That would do it. Two-strike delivery, a swing and a miss. He strikes out Willie Adames. Well, if that's the way it's got to be, that's the way it's got to be.
We're not going to complain.
I knew something was up. They started standing here and hollering and clapping, swinging a pop-up, and this one's going to get out of play. And it is 0-1 on Josh Donaldson. Lane will have all the details on the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino post-game show following the broadcast here tonight, even at 1-1 now on Donaldson.
Tough scenario for the clubhouse crew. They got to start taping everything up just in case
they,
here.
They better. 1-1 delivery, and he missed down low and away, and that one popped away from Kisner. Donaldson tonight is 0-2 officially. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Nasty curveball that time. Two balls, two strikes on Donaldson. This Brewer crowd waiting to explode here. Donaldson swinging and a pop-up. This one is going to make the seats right behind the Cardinal dugout.
Ian Happ is leading off that ninth inning for the Cubs against Iglesias.
That guy's been a tough out for the crew ever since he joined the Cubs.
That is correct.
Two balls and two strikes. Helsley all set to go. And the pitch. Did he go? Did not. Jeremy Riggs, the call from first base.
One out.
Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Struck him out swinging. Brian Helsley strikes out the side. And St. Louis takes game one in this series. 4-1 the final. Back with the totals and the summaries after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better. Because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad. To step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Did you know there are hundreds of ice cream parlors and scoop shops in Wisconsin that serve Cedar Crest premium ice cream?
No, I didn't.
With dozens of delicious Cedar Crest flavors from custards to sorbets.
That sounds tasty.
And new flavors are coming out all the time.
So we'll have to stop by often.
Mom wants to go there. Now.
You mean right now? I was thinking maybe dinner first.
Ice cream is her favorite food group. You know how much she loves Cedar Crest. One scoop or two, cone or dish, it's all good.
When it's Cedar Crest.
It's the best.
Concordia University is a top-tier, nationally-ranked university located on the shores of Lake Michigan. With over 80 programs to choose from, including graduate and doctoral options, CUW offers the majors you're looking for and an exceptional campus life. Getting students ready to change the world since 1881, Concordia University is a faith-filled, tight-knit college community that is all in to help you reach your uncommon potential. Visit CUW.edu to learn more. Concordia University. Live uncommon.
Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's and baseball. It's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Markets. Pumps Tire. West Bend Insurance. The Silver Lining. U.S. Cellular, America's homegrown wireless, UPN Abraham, Carbless Handcrafted Premium Cocktails, Annex Wealth Management, know the difference, and Island Resort and Casino. And the hollering and cheering in the background you're hearing, Lane, is for that game down in Atlanta. And it's not over yet, but it's looking good for the Crew right now.
The Braves with a 7-6 lead, Uke. This game is in the top of the ninth inning. Cody Bellinger is at first, and the former Brave, Dansby Swanson, is at the plate with two outs and an 0-2 count against him. The Iglesias pitch, a swing and a miss, and the Brewers, for the third time in 6 years, are the National League Central Division champions. And this crowd stuck around to enjoy this moment. And the Brewers are at the top of the Central once again. The Atanasio family down on the field celebrating and embracing in hugs and encouraging this crowd to continue to stay on their feet and enjoy what will be a big party here tonight at American Family Field.
You're kind of a back-end job, but so what?
We'll take it.
You got it. Absolutely. Been a long battle all year long, and it took until the final week of the season, the final homestand of the regular season. But that's the way it worked out, and that's the way they won it. And that's the way they will enjoy it tonight.
What a team. What a year it's been. And nobody's going to worry about whether or not you won the night you clinched the division when you're playing late into October and making a push for the World Series. Because that's what this team wants to do. That's what their goal is. And now they know they're going to be home next week as the 3 seed. In the wild card series with the opponent to be determined, you.
And we'll all be right here with them. Absolutely. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk with the head man, and that's Mark Atanasio, who is down on the field with Josh Maurer. And wife Debbie and son Michael are here, and the Atanasio family. And I think we'll have Mark on the air here momentarily. To enjoy the boss who was down in Miami, and it didn't happen down there, but it happened here. And you know, more so for our fans here at American Family Field. And Mark Attanasio is down on the field. I see him. Mark, congratulations on another going to the postseason championship, pal. Glad you were able to make it back again tonight. And kind of a backup job, but that's okay. It happened here in front of the hometown folks. And it couldn't have happened to a better gathering here at the ballpark tonight. And you were here along with Debbie and the family. Great to see you. And I know your feelings tonight. And why don't you tell our listening audience how you're feeling right now? I hope you can hear me.
I think Mark can hear you, but unfortunately we're unable to hear Mark at this current moment in time. And hopefully we'll be able to get him back here at some point. I think he can hear us, but he's hearing us. But unfortunately, we can't hear Mark, so we'll try to get that back here as soon as possible. But, I saw Mark at the conclusion of the game on Sunday as we were leaving Miami, and the first thing we both said to each other was that it's going to be better to do this with Uke here and with this team. And that's the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be with this team when they celebrate a division title like they're going to do here tonight for the third time in the last 6 years. What a run this has been for this organization. What an era of Brewers baseball this really is.
That's what it is, an era. You're right. And you know what? The Cardinals came in here looking to do some damage to the Crew, and they did. They won the opener of this series, and there's nothing wrong with that. And again, we're still trying to get a hold of Mark Attanasio. He's down on the field, and we are trying to make contact with him. And hopefully we'll get this done. But one thing is for sure, they are the champions. That's the bottom line, and we hear that.
Absolutely. This is a team that they earned this all the way along throughout this season. There were times where scoring runs were challenging and they had injuries to the starting rotation, Uke. But through all of that, they kept persevering. They kept finding guys like Colin Ray and Julio Teheran to give them big innings to help get them through to the point where they were healthy and where they had Brandon Woodruff back and they had Corbin Burnes rolling again and Freddie Peralta being one of the best pitchers in baseball over the second half of this season. And I'll tell you this, you start talking about ingredients for the postseason, and we were talking a lot about that, Uke, tonight on the broadcast. But you want to talk about one of the best rotations in baseball, check. One of the better bullpens with big-time arms, with huge velocity, the best changeup in baseball, and one of the best closers in baseball in Devin Williams, check. Elite defense, check. And an offense that here over the last 6 weeks has played its best baseball of the year heading into the postseason. The Brewers have a lot to like as they go into October.
Oh, there's no back seat for anybody here. We're front seat. Everybody's up driving in the front seat. That's for sure. And our fans that are still here are acknowledging and cheering for our ownership crew, and that's Mark and his wife Debbie, who are down there right now. And sorry we couldn't get Mark to answer us, but he'll be back here in a minute or two and acknowledge what has happened tonight with the club, their championship and postseason play. We are moving onward towards a World Series, and that is the real bottom line
a World Championship. And manager Craig Counsell and the club now celebrating a Central Division Championship again. And we are going to go to Mark Attanasio now. I think he can hear me. And are you there, boss? we'll be down there in a minute. And I know you're going to be there, right? Well, it was kind of a backup job, but that's okay. You know, celebrating another championship here. And you and you said Matt Arnold, who has done a great job since taking over. And I know a lot of the negotiations and a lot of the happenings and changes that have taken place here over the last couple of months, you have been involved with everything that has happened here, and I know bottom line is it revolves around you.
Yeah.
Yep.
We got you. I tell you what, we would continue to ask you questions, but I don't want to keep you from that party. Get in there and get that champagne going and celebrate with these guys. You've earned it. We'll see you down there, Mark. That's Brewers principal owner and chairman Mark Attanasio, and what a great night for him. And again, we said it, Uke, but what an era of Brewers baseball. And this specific team we just talked about, Matt Arnold has his fingerprints all over this team. And what a team they put together for 2023. You need to get down there, too. Those guys are going to be mad if you're not down there pretty soon.
Oh, man. No, just the fact that they did it, and it happened at home, and to be, you know, with you and Kent here tonight to win another championship is the bottom line, and would have been great if they won down in Miami. But it didn't happen in Miami. So they had to do it here. And this is not the way they wanted to do it, because we talked about it in the clubhouse before the game tonight. But St. Louis coming in here, St. Louis not taking a back seat to anybody. They're going out there and I don't care who you are, and Miles Michaelis pitched a heck of a game here tonight, and it happened. It didn't happen. It happened, and it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And that's the way it's got to be.
Absolutely. You always want to finish it with winning in that moment. However, there's a reason why it's a 162-game marathon, and every game matters, and every game leads into this and plays into it, and the Brewers are the champions of the NL Central, and they have done it for the fourth time in organization history that they've won the NL Central, as well as you include that 2011 club in that conversation, too. But a great night. Always a pleasure to spend it next to you, my friend. And go enjoy this one. You have earned it and then some, pal.
Thanks, Grinny. It's, you know, like I said, we've been together for a number of years now, and we'll keep going, and hopefully they keep going, too. This season's been a good one, been a lot of ups and downs, but here we are on the upside as we wind down the regular championship season.
Save me some champagne, will you?
You got it. Okay, pal.
All right. Or a Miller Lite. That's
you
fun
got
too.
It.
That's fun, too. Bob Uecker here tonight with us as the Brewers have won the NL Central. They are the 2023 NL Central champs, and they have earned it. And they've earned this night to enjoy and to get themselves the pats on the backs that they deserve, and then refocus and re-energize and get ready for what's going to be a very exciting wild card round next week here at home at American Family Field. We're going to have some more interviews for you as we go on throughout the night. We'll give you the quick line score on the game here tonight. I mean, we don't really want to talk about the game a whole lot, but because we need to make it official, we will give you the line score on the game tonight for the Cardinals tonight. They score four runs on five hits, no errors, and they left six. I should say they left five. The Brewers, one run on five hits, an error, and they left six. Miles Michaelis is the winner. He's 8-13. The loss goes to Adrian Houser. He falls to 7-5. And Ryan Helsley is the 13th save of the year for him. Took 2 hours and 26 minutes in front of 36,755 fans here tonight at American Family Field. And the game ended, and within moments, the most important thing that could happen tonight happened. The Braves beat the Cubs, and the Brewers had the Central in their grasp. Time as well for the star of the game. It is brought to you by Chevy Star SUVs, Equinox, Blazer, Traverse, Trailblazer, Tahoe, and Suburban. Visit WisconsinDrivesChevy.com. And we're going to give that to Miles Michaelis. Seven innings, and he gave up just one hit, or just one run, rather, here tonight. We will take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll start up this postgame show, and we'll start bringing some interviews your way from inside that very happy Brewers clubhouse as they have won the 2023 NL Central title. So we'll be back with the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show right after this. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Buckle up. It's all systems go at Pottawatomie. Plug in to High Wattage Play and you could win an all-electric BMW i7. Play now through September with your club card. Prize drawings on Thursdays. There's a shocking $800,000 in total prizes on the line, including the luxury BMW i7. It's time to electrify your drive. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. More info at paysbig.com/BMW. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life. And by everything, we mean top products by your favorite brands. From Blackstone to Blue Buffalo, Carhartt to Cooper, Milwaukee to Muddy, Scott's to Science Diet, DeWalt, Levi's, Purina, Husqvarna, Goodyear, Rapala, Vortex, whoo, and a whole lot more. In-store or online, check out all the brands Fleet Farm carries to help make your everyday life better.
At Purveya, we do things different here because we're led by doctors like me who specialize in you, all supported by an amazing team. Let's hear from that team.
When you're ready to schedule an appointment, I'm ready to help.
I'm your nurse taking your vitals.
I'm the surgeon repairing your knee.
I'm a physical therapist getting you back in the game.
And I make sure paperwork isn't the worst part of being sick.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
And we are back with you from American Family Field. The Brewers fall tonight 4-1 at the hands of the Cardinals in game one of this series, but that is not the story. The Braves come from behind and take down the Cubs, and as a result, the Brewers have clinched the National League Central. They are division champs again for the third time in the last 6 years. They have climbed to the summit of the National League Central. This is starting to become old habit. And Bob Uecker has just emerged in the Brewers clubhouse. And the fans that have stuck around here at American Family Field are seeing it on the big screen. And Mark Attanasio's in there with the goggles on. Debbie is right alongside of him. And a big ovation from the crowd as Uec shows up down at that clubhouse and begins his celebration of the festivities here tonight. As the Brewers have earned a night to celebrate. What a special night it has been here for this team. What a journey this has been for this team. What a well-earned honor it has been for this team. And, boy, it's just fun to think about what might be next for this group. They have a lot of ingredients to make a deep run in October. Well, let's take a look at some of the other scores around baseball. Josh Mauer is going to be joining us in a brief amount of time with some interviews from inside the clubhouse. He's talking to guys right now, and we'll be getting to him as soon as he gets some guys for us. Let's take a look at other scores while we're waiting for that time. The Braves, as we told you, 7-6 winners over the Cubs. That's the one that pushes the Brewers into that National League Central title. Tampa Bay winners in Boston today by a final of 9-7 at Fenway. Yankees 2-0 shutout winners over the Blue Jays in Toronto today. It took 10 innings, but the Phillies 3-2 winners over the Pirates. And that means the Phillies are celebrating with champagne tonight in Philadelphia. They are headed to the postseason as well. They'll likely be the 4 seed, as the Brewers will be the 3 seed. Detroit a 6-3 winner at home over the Royals today. Baltimore wins it 1-0 over Washington. Cincinnati keeps their playoff hopes alive with an 11-7 victory over the Guardians. This is the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show as the Brewers fall to the Cardinals tonight by a final score of 4-1. We'll take a break, come back, and get you inside that clubhouse right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. It's game time, but don't worry. Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin. Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, shawamiganhomefurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. Warga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Warga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Back with you on the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show. The Brewers have clinched the NL Central with a Braves win over the Cubs tonight in Atlanta. The Brewers are the 2023 NL Central champs. By the way, tonight in the 4-1 loss that we're barely talking about here tonight to the Cardinals, the Brewers had 11 ortho ASAP strikeouts. Start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Here come the champions back out of the clubhouse to the ovation of this crowd. They are emerging out of the clubhouse. They have sprayed their champagne, and they are coming out and putting their hands together. They're going to take a team picture in a few moments, and they are congratulating the crowd who have been so loyal and have been with them through this journey and deserve to enjoy this right along with these players. And they are being introduced to the crowd now here at American Family Field. Josh Mauer is standing by. He's got the manager, Craig Counsell. Josh.
Craig, congratulations. What made this division title different than the other couple that you were a part of with this team?
Yeah, I mean, if anything, it's you know, we got in a run and 6 weeks left in the season, and we just played really, really good baseball. We played good baseball against good teams. We were consistent. We got contributions from everybody. And then, you know, I've got to tell you, like, just moving forward, I'm so excited about the potential of what we can do. We feel like we've got pieces to last through a month of October, and obviously a really tough playoff season. But the pieces are there, and you know, we can use this time a little bit to make sure everybody's ready to go on Tuesday.
Tell us about what changed in your mind these last 6 or 7 weeks. Was it something in particular that you saw kind of just snap, or was it an accumulation of everything that you worked on the whole season?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just, you know, offensively, we've been really solid pitching-wise all year. We've been really solid defensively. And offensively, I think we got the mix going, and guys like Mark and Carlos, Josh Donaldson lately have added a lot to this. It's just this you know, consistency in the lineup and tough at-bats, and that's produced a pretty darn consistent offense.
You have had a lot of players say we should never take this for granted. You've been a part of a lot of these, but why is it so important never to take success like this for granted?
Yeah, I mean, you work really hard for it, and everybody sacrifices for it, and that's why you celebrate, because it's you know, a commitment that you all make to each other, and that this organization has made, that Mr. Antanasio has made to the community and to the team, and, you know, everything we can do to put a great product on the field for our fans and give them a shot to have some memories in October is the goal for us as an organization, and I feel like we're doing that, and hopefully we got some good memories ahead.
Thank you, Craig. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Back to you, Lane.
Thank you, Josh. Great work down there, and this team's enjoying this moment right now. They are doing the Carlos Santana dance that he brought to this team when they acquired him at the end of July after victories, and they are having a nice time right now just beyond the mound. They took a nice team photo. Bob Uecker was out there with them for that team photo, along with ownership and management and so much of that on-field staff that do so much great work over the course of the season, the training staff as well. And these guys all have their goggles on, their champion Central Division champion T-shirts on, and they are absolutely having a blast right now. And this crowd that has stuck around is loving it as well. Big smile on the face of Craig Counsell right now as he and Bob Uecker standing next to each other in that big group of players. What a fun night here at American Family Field. Time for our home run distance recap. And the longest home run of the season off the bat of William Contreras of 456 feet earlier this year. Home run distance brought to you by SVA, delivering measurable results. Brewers are the NL Central Division champions. Abner Uribe now coming over and trying to encourage the crowd. We're going to take a break and come back, and we're going to hear from Matt Arnold when we return. This is the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show on the Brewers Radio Network.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Worga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's game time, but don't worry. Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Timeout.
All right, remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's a happy night tonight at American Family Field. The Brewers are the 2023 NL Central Division Champions. And you are listening to the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show, and we are going to go right down onto the field, standing by with Josh Maurer, the man whose fingerprints are all over this team, the architect, Matt Arnold.
Matt, congratulations.
Thank you, Josh. Appreciate you.
This is step two. First was getting in the playoffs. Now you've won the Central Division. In your mind, how did this team do this year?
Yeah, I think it starts in spring training. It really does. It starts with Craig and the tone that he sets, the coaches, everybody that puts their effort in, you know, day in and day out. And a lot of it goes unnoticed, but really just an enormous credit to him, all the hard work that he's put in, and our entire staff. And you know, we're not just here in Milwaukee. We have people all over the country that and in the world, honestly, that work hard towards putting this team together, and just I'm so fortunate to be a part of it.
Matt, I think a lot of people are going to talk about the construction of this team. They're going to talk about the Contreras trade and the Pyomps trade in the winter, and then they're going to look at what you did at the deadline. You said, I want to supplement this team. They have earned that with their play up to this point. In your wildest dreams, did you think that the acquisitions could play out the way they have and have the impact that they've had for this team down the stretch?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you hope so, right? I mean, that's why you make the move, and you never know, though. I mean, if you haven't made a bad trade, you haven't made enough trades, you know? And so, I think that you know, you just work hard and try to put the team in a position to success. And I talk to the staff and our coaches and just say, hey, how can we help? You know, and what are the ingredients that you guys feel you need? And then we just did what we could to try to help the team. And I'm just so happy that those guys have come out and done a great job.
You know, this isn't something that we should take for granted. You've been around here for a few years, so you know that this team's had success, but it's not easy to do. Put in perspective for us, if you would, winning 3 division championships, 6 years, 5 playoff berths. In that time, how difficult is it to pull off this run?
It's not easy, you know, but it's our job. You know, it's what we came here to do, and I would have it no other way. I mean, you know, it's so rewarding to be a part of this, and just, you know, if you wake up every morning and you just want to compete, you know, it doesn't matter. We just want to put the best team on the field every year and every day, and it takes a lot of work, like I said, from a lot of people. And I'm just so happy to be a part of it.
Matt, I've had a chance to watch this era up close over this stretch of time. And the one thing I will say, and I think you'll agree, is that culture matters. And the culture in this organization, from ownership to management like yourself and to the on-field staff and what it's done and bleeding out into the players that make up this team, it's been consistent throughout this entire era of Brewers baseball. And not everybody always sees eye to eye on every single thing, but you all know that you're pulling in the same direction at the end of the day. And I just think that means so much, because I don't know that it has to be that way in every other organization, but it is that way in this one. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, Lane, I appreciate you saying that. That means a lot, honestly. And it really, you know, it starts with people. You know, it's bigger than the game. It's bigger than us. It just starts with good people, and I'm just so fortunate to have so many good people here, like you guys, honestly, and just everybody else is just a great teammate, you know, and I think that's where it starts, and you know, I think when you're doing things together, we got connected to stay connected on the wall. That's what this community is about. That's what this team is about. That's what our fans are about, and again, I'm just so thankful to be a part of it.
Matt, go celebrate. Congratulations again, and we'll see you in the playoffs.
Sounds great, Josh. Looking forward to it, man. Thank you.
All right, Lane. It is all yours.
All right. Thank you, Matt, and thank you, Josh.
Great stuff, as always. And, boy, I tell you what, Matt Arnold did one whale of a job putting this team together. I mean, the minute that Contreras and Pyomps trade went down, you looked at that and said, whoa, that's a pretty good deal. And he has made a bunch of other moves along the way. I mean, Hunter Renfro for Elvis Peguero. Think about what Elvis Peguero has meant to this team and this bullpen. Matt Arnold has done one whale of a job putting this team together. And, boy, are the Brewers lucky to have him running this organization from a baseball side of things. Brewers win don't win today, but they win this division this year. And we're going to listen into the highlights real quickly. They're brought to you by Prevea Health. And they're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Before they begin any kind of treatment, they take the time to listen and to understand. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Well, we don't have highlights from the game today, but we do have a highlight for you. And that highlight for you is the moment the Brewers became the NL Central champions. And let's listen in to that moment as the Braves finished off the Cubs in come-from-behind style down in Atlanta just moments after the Brewers game went final.
It's not over yet, but it's looking good for the crew right now.
The Braves with a 7-6 lead, Uke. This game is in the top of the ninth inning. Cody Bellinger is hit first, and the former Brave, Dansby Swanson, is at the plate with two outs and an 0-2 count against him. The Iglesias pitch, a swing and a miss, and the Brewers, for the third time in 6 years, are the National League Central Division champions. And this crowd stuck around to enjoy this moment. And the Brewers are at the top of the Central once again. The Atanasio family down on the field celebrating and embracing in hugs and encouraging this crowd to continue to stay on their feet and enjoy what will be a big party here tonight at American Family Field.
Yeah, kind of a backing job, but so what?
We'll take it.
You got it. Absolutely.
That is the moment the Brewers became the NL Central champions. Josh Maurer standing by with Wade Miley right now.
Yep, a big part of this Central Division Championship Club. Wade, congratulations. You just heard the call of how it ended in Atlanta. It's not the way you draw up getting in, but I guess you guys don't care.
It don't matter. It don't matter. We're in the division. That's all that matters.
Tell me about this team and what made them so special here this year.
I just think over the course of the year, you know, we played really well out of the gates, and we hit a little rough patch, and then we kind of came together. We had multiple guys come up and be a part of this thing. I can't give enough credit to Colin Ray, Julio Teheran. I mean, coming up and bridging that gap when a few of us were hurt. But really, after that L.A. series, we got our butts kicked, and then something happened, and it's been really fun since then. I mean, this has been a great brand of baseball.
I was actually just talking to Craig Counsell about that. Can you put your finger on what happened coming out of L.A. or what few things happened?
I think just, like, we got our butts kicked, and I think looking in the mirror, you're like, dadgum, we can't win playing like this. And then 26 guys came together, and then it's been great ever since.
Now, this is something that you never take for granted, I know. You've been a part of a few of these. How does this one rank in your career going as a veteran leader on this team and winning a division?
They're all special, but just knowing that we have a chance to again, do something special, do something really cool in Milwaukee, try to win a World Series and bring it back here for the first time, right?
Yes,
They've been once but never won it. So it's hopefully we can stay hot and keep playing good baseball and see what happens.
You got the game tomorrow. You're going to pitch, right, still, I guess?
Heck yeah, I'm going to pitch. Those are knuckleballs. I don't know.
Congratulations, Wade. Yeah. Thank you so much
for
the time.
Appreciate it.
As Wade Miley with Josh Maurer following the Brewers winning the Central here tonight. I love that. Maybe some knuckleballs from Wade Miley tonight. That would be tomorrow night. That would be outstanding to see. I think we would all be in favor of that. And, you know, he brought up, I think, the juncture of the season that's going to get overlooked a lot. But it is worth talking about over and over and over again, because I think it's a big part of the story of the 2023 Brewers. And that is that May stretch where you have all these injuries. Brandon Woodruff is out. Wade Miley gets hurt. And yet, here you go. You're getting Adrian Houser back, and Colin Ray steps up, and he starts to perform. Julio Teheran gets some big innings and some big starts for this Brewers team. They kept their head above water through that stretch of time. That's where a lot of lesser teams go south. That's where a lot of lesser organizations that don't have that great culture go the other direction, and the season can be lost. You don't win a season in a month, but you can lose a season in a month. And the Brewers kept their head above water through that stretch. That was a tough month of May. It was the only month where the Brewers had a losing record, but it could have been so much worse, and it wasn't, because the Brewers patched things together. They continued to compete. They continued to get those 27 outs somehow, some way, and they continued to win just enough to stay right there in the mix in the Central. And when they got healthy, when they got some trade acquisitions at the deadline, when everybody got settled in the middle of August, this team took off, and they just separated themselves from the rest of the National League Central, and it was really impressive to watch. And they got a couple more games here left in the regular season, but then things get real again a week from tonight. And this is a team that has everything you would want as long as they can get hot in that lineup and stay hot in that lineup. And that's what they have been. This is a team with the best record in baseball coming into tonight since August 18th. That's not a small sample. This is a team that can absolutely make a deep run in October, and there should be no limits placed on this team going into the postseason. There really shouldn't be. Enjoy this ride. It does not have to be this way. It is not this way in every major league city. Trust me, it is not this way in every major league city. They don't go to the playoffs 5 out of 6 years. They don't win the division 3 out of 6 years in every city. This consistency, this continuing to compete at the highest level and put yourself in a position for championships is rare, and it is special. And you should soak it in, and you should soak this October in, because this doesn't come around all the time. It's starting to feel like it. Don't take it for granted. Do not take it for granted. Enjoy it, and understand that anything can happen. Doesn't mean you're entitled to anything, but anything can happen, and this team has the ingredients to make a deep run in October. Josh Maurer is standing by again. I think he's got Bryce Terang down there. What's up, Bryce?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you, pal?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Bryce, congratulations. You're a rookie. Now you're 1-for-1. You've won a division championship in your first year. Put this in perspective. What has this season been like?
Oh, man, it's been great. These guys let us in with open arms and took care of us, and now we're here. We're just going to keep pushing, man. It's been great. These guys have been awesome to us, and it's been fun.
When you made the team coming out of spring training, did you envision that it could have played out the way that it did here over the last 6 months?
Man, I knew we were going to work. I knew we were going to try to win every game, every pitch, and we're here now, so we just got to keep doing it, man.
Let me take you to your calling card, which has been defense. And every pitcher on this staff every day hopes they look at the lineup card and see Terang playing second base behind them because of how good you've been. What has that meant to you this year to provide the defense and stabilize the infield the way you have?
Yeah, I mean, just doing everything to help, doing everything to win, just competing every pitch, you know? I mean, I'm just trying to win. I'm trying to help my guys out, trying to get them off the field and let our offense work, so.
How does the celebration here at the major league level for a division championship compare to those that you've been through at the minors?
Yeah, this is fun, man. This is great. It's crazy, man. We got fans sticking around and hanging out to watch us, and it's just been great, man.
Now you get to look forward to your first Major League playoffs. What do you think it's going to be like?
Oh, man, I heard nothing but great things, and I'm excited, very excited. So
continue the celebration. Thanks so much for the time, Bryce.
Thank you.
All right, Lane, back up to you.
All right, thank you, Josh. Bryce Terang, what an addition to this team he's been from day one. Such a cool moment when he was given the news that he was going to be the opening day second baseman, essentially, for the Brewers. And him calling his parents and all those special things that came from that moment. And now you fast forward to now and you see what he's getting to experience and what he's about to experience with October baseball. And Josh Busy down there, he's got another down there. Josh, is that Sal that is with you?
You know it.
All right.
We're going from one member of the freshmen to another.
Yeah.
Sal's waving up to the booth. Hey, Sal, you got called up in July. So now you've been a part of 2 months of playoff baseball pretty much from the time you got up here as the team tried to get into the postseason. Put in perspective for us, if you would, the last 2 months here in the major leagues for you.
I mean, crazy. I think it's even more special that, you know, when I got called up, I was on a team that was in a playoff push, and I mean, that's what makes it even better. You want to play for teams that are winning, and I was so fortunate to be in such a good organization with such a good winning culture. I mean, this is awesome.
What was it like the moment you guys got in the clubhouse and saw the Cubs lose to the Braves?
Yeah, I mean, we got an update in the middle of the game. It was, I think, the Cubs were up like 5 or 6 nothing, and it was a close game at the time here. We were trying to, like, all right, we really got to win this. And then we walked in the clubhouse, and or actually the ninth inning, I think the fans did like a little tomahawk chop. We were a little confused. We weren't sure what was going on, and we walked in and saw it was a one-run ball game. And we were a little fired up.
Craig Counsell has talked a lot about how you're kind of mature the way you play beyond your experience at the major league level. What gives? How do you do that?
I mean, I'm learning every day. I think we have such a great veteran group here and guys I've watched when I wasn't even on the team. I was a kid and I was in college. I was in the minors. And so, playing with them is a dream and learning from them is even a bigger one. So I'm just trying to be a sponge and soak in all their information.
You get to look forward to a playoff series next week. What do you anticipate that being like and the feeling of it when you walk out onto the field?
I mean, just insane. And we got a little taste of it tonight. The fans showed up. They had their towels out. And I mean, it was high intensity. And I think that's kind of how it's felt the last few games. And I know it's going to even, get even crazier here next week. And we're so excited for it.
Congratulations, Sal. Thank you so much for the time. Sal Frelick, laying back up to you.
All right. Thank you so much, Josh. What a fun night here at American Family Field. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and give you our final segment of the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show on the Brewers Radio Network.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
South Fork Electric, based out of Ogama, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Back with you on the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show. Brewers win the NL Central. They lose tonight to the Cardinals by a final of 4-1, but that doesn't matter. The Brewers are the NL Central champs, and that's all anybody cared about coming into tonight. And they will have another banner when it's all said and done, and another postseason berth. We already knew that after last Friday night's victory over the Marlins, but now they have yet another division championship for the Milwaukee Brewers. Time for the Down on the Farm report. It's brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, your trusted neighborhood store for power tools, fall cleanup, pet supplies, and much more. Shop online at farmandfleet.com. Minor leagues are done, but the four minor league players of the year in the Brewers organization were here tonight and got a chance to take this all in. How cool is that? Left-handed pitcher Robert Gasser, right-handed pitcher Carlos F. Rodriguez, both being the co-pitchers of the year for the Brewers organization. And, of course, Jackson Chourio and Tyler Black, the co-players of the year in the Brewers organization. We've got a couple more interviews coming your way. Is Josh Maurer down there efforting still? And I believe he is on his way to the headset right now with Brewers hitting coach Connor Dawson. And Connor Dawson just now putting the headsets on. And Connor, man, congratulations. What a journey this has been. And it has to feel really, really good here tonight to see it culminate in the division title.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, guys worked the tail off. Been a great year. And I got to say, it's the best one-run game I've ever had.